We have been very anxious and waiting, and finally we have some good news, and we got it before Christmas.
And so when do you expect the medal to be in Samoa? I imagine that it will be early in January.
Yes, it's going through the process now. We're getting everyone involved and making sure that it comes as soon as possible. At the moment, I can't even guarantee when it's going to come, but hopefully it will be here in January.
Now, it must have been a great Christmas for Ele. She's been waiting for this for a while. Have you spoken to her, and how's she feeling?
I have spoken to Ele. I think that's the first thing I did was to call Ele. She herself has been waiting for so long. She's starting to lose the, but she's very excited. And I said, yes, it's great news. And I think the country might be putting on, a special presentation for her and maybe a special celebration, because it's Samoa's first ever medal at the Olympic Games, and it's a silver medal. So it's something to celebrate.
Absolutely. Do you know what kind of form those celebrations will be taking? I imagine that LA will be traveling back to Samoa to receive the medal.
Yes, we will bring her back. Our National Olympic Committee will be heavily involved in organizing it, and I'm sure the government of Samoa. At the moment, where I haven't spoken to the government or the Prime Minister regarding this, they're actually on holidays now, the government. But yes, it is great news, and we're certainly looking forward to having it and to present it to Ele. I think she deserves it. She worked hard for it, and the country is looking forward to it.
And not only is she the first Samoan to win an Olympic medal, but also in the Pacific, I understand that she's the first woman to win an Olympic medal. That must be just wonderful as well.
Like I said, it is history. It's for Samoa. We've written history, but also in the Pacific, she is the first woman to win a medal, and also within Oceania weightlifting, including Australia and New Zealand, she's also the first female lifter to win a medal at the Olympic Games. So it is it's something to celebrate, and we're certainly looking forward to it, and we just can't wait to get that medal and put Samoa on the map.
And it also must be just a great vindication for the development of weightlifting, not only in Samoa, but in Oceania as well.
Yes, I think I can say that Oceania weightlifting has come up quite a, it has developed quite a bit within, especially in the Pacific, and I think also Mr. Paul Koffa, you probably heard of him, has had a lot to do with that. And we're doing our part here in Samoa, but a lot of the Pacific lifters are starting to come up and make their mark at world level. So I'd like to thank everyone that supported Ele to get where she is, and that's helped me also to win this medal. And I think behind that is the country. We've got our government, we've got our National Olympic Committee. I'd like to thank Paul Koffa. He also, had a lot to do with that as when he was based here. And I think I'd just like to thank the families and Ellis family for supporting and letting her do training full time to reach this goal.
Is LA currently training for the next round of the Olympics? Where is her career going to go from here?
At the moment, I've spoken of LA quite seriously about this, and she wants to come back for the Commonwealth Games in Brisbane, 2018. So that is our goal now. Our immediate goal is for her to get into shape again and be ready for the Commonwealth Games. After the Commonwealth Games, I'm not sure if she will push herself to the next Olympic Games in 2020. But for the meantime, our immediate goal now is to get ready for the Commonwealth Games, which is only 15 months away now.